Speaking with Mercer County head football coach and athletic director Andrew Hofer, and as we speak to him on this Thursday, the IHSA releases the high school football schedules. We kind of knew this last spring, but you look to be the big winner in terms of scheduling heading into the 2022 season. Coach Hofer, 6 home games. How in the world did that work out?
Yeah, pretty unique situation. It's our turn on the rotation to host the Prairie Land crossover game, and then with Ridgewood dropping out, going down to 8-man this year, that opened up a non-conference game, and that was going to be a road game, and it just ended up working out that way that we're able to get that one at home. So kind of lucky on our end, and I know it's always good to play at George Pratt, so I think the kids will really be looking forward to that this fall.
And it is kind of rare. I mean, in a 9-week regular season, 6 of those games are at home and just 3 on the road. So there is some benefit to that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's where you're comfortable playing. And then, like I mentioned earlier, there's just something kind of special about playing that's always amazing. And something that kind of still gives me goosebumps every time you think about it. But it's a great atmosphere. It's great for our kids and our fans to be able to see these guys at home an extra time this year.
Kind of a short turnaround this summer. August 8th is the first official day of the IHSA fall sports season, which means the first official day of high school football practice. So you're getting some off-season work in July, I know, with the different things you do. But, man, you know, August 8th, we talk about how soon the new season officially begins. That's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, whenever they do the schedule release, that's kind of the tipping point where, you know, all right, summer's getting coming closer to an end, and it's really time to get rolling. And, you know, 7-7 tournaments are in full swing now. And so lots of stuff going on here between those and camps and all sorts of stuff here in the next few weeks before we get a little break there. And then August 8th will be here before we know, where all of our fall sport athletes get it going.
So what do you think of what you've witnessed so far this summer with the group you have coming in for 2022?
You know, the teaching progression has been a little bit different compared to the last couple of years, just because we have a lot more experience back. So that has allowed us to advance a little bit quicker than what we had the last couple of years. So it's different. It's a good spot to be in. And I really like the enthusiasm and the work ethic of our younger kids too. And, you know, I think it's all going to mesh well together. And, you know, you never know how things are going to work out, but we've had a solid summer and we're looking to continue that here over the next month as we get ready for the start of the season.
All right, Mercer County head football coach Andrew Hofer joining us on WRMJ.